The Mishnah Mem on the base has a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. They have a toss-up whether to say the bracha on the Shivas Aminim, one on the Shivas Aminim, or on the Chaviv. Rabbi Yehuda says the Shivas Aminim takes precedence. The Chachamim say, no, the Eiz Mem Sheyurtze, the one that's Chaviv. So the Gemara Mem Aleph and Aleph first quotes Amarula, five lines on the top. The only time there's machloikis is Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim kishe b'chasem Shabbos. The first morsel of food that you eat, the bracha is chal on that, so that's considered like a chefta shal mitzvah. So just like there's a din of hida mitzvah to have tefillah noah, sefer Torah noah, so there's a din that should be mehudar. First bit of food should be mehudar. Mehudar in what way? Should be a shalem as opposed to a incomplete that we had on the previous daf on Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Shivas Aminim is amayla, Chaviv is amayla. So this is the machlokes hatanaim. Which of the two milas takes precedence? The mila of Shivas Aminim or the mila of Chaviv? But ein b'chasem shavos. So you're not talking about the hida mitzvah, but I'm going to have to say a bracha on this, I'm going to say a bracha on that. So it's not a toss-up. It's not a shaila which hida is greater than the other one. So then there's no machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham. Then the Gemara quotes, it's not so poshut. Tligi bar Rabbami, Rabbi Yitzchok Nafchet, sa machlokes hamachana, machlokes shebichsem Shabbos. Avo, alein bichsem Shabbos, dibi hakam baruch hazeh, b'chaz baruch hazeh. The machlokes doesn't apply. Charama, no, the machlokes even applies. Ein bichsem Shabbos, nami machlokes. Gemara says, how can it be? L'man der Rama, ein bichsem Shabbos, nami pligi. But my pligi, what are they fighting about? There is no issue of hida mitzvah. You're going to have to say two different brachas, one who eats and one who adom. I'm thinking, Marla Hagdim, which bracha should you say first? That's also, just like we have rules, Tadi B'Shena, Tadi Tadi Kaidim, we learn that from Psukim and the Chumash, Mekudish Veni Mekudish, Mekudish Kaidim. When you have to do two mitzvahs, you're interested in performing mitzvah A, mitzvah B. And as far as you're concerned, you can do either A, B, or B, A. So then sometimes there are rules and regulations. See, here also there's an inyan of Lahagdim. That's what the Gemara says. Which bracha should you say first? Should you say the bracha on the food that's Mishivas Aminim? Or should you recite the bracha on the food that's the Chaviv? The Amr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak, there is an inyan of Lahagdim. There is an inyan of Lahagdim. So that's what we said. Maybe on the level of the rice, maybe the inyan of Lahagdim by the Shivas Aminim is benigeh to eating bikurim, or benigeh to eating ma'aseh sheni in Yerushalayim. But on the level of Rabbanon, it's even relevant, benigeh lahagdim, which bracha should you recite first? So the Gemara quotes, kol ha-mukdim v'pasik zeh mukdim lebracha, there's an inyan of lahagdim. And then the Gemara says, the pluge de Rav Chanan, that opinion, the first one, Rabbi Yosef, Yitam Rabbi Yitzchak, is in disagreement with Rav Chanan. So Rashi explains what's going on. The first opinion, Rabbi Yosef, Yitam Rabbi Yitzchak, feel that the pasuk is praising Eretz Yisrael about the delicious food. The food is so tasty. B'tam shalahem, Rashi writes, the food is so tasty, b'tam shalahem. Upligid Rav Chanan, Dom Rav Chanan says the pasuk is praising Eretz Yisrael halachically. Not that the food tastes so delicious, that everything in Eretz Yisrael, you look at anything that's growing, it reminds you of a halacha. It ticks off in your mind an association with halacha. Dom Rav Chanan called a pasuk kula lishiurim nema. Eretz Yisrael praised. First thing, Gemara thought that it's a real drasha gemurah. Then Gemara is going to say it's only a tzmach to b'yam. But first thing, Gemara thought Eretz Yisrael is being praised. The Shivas Aminim that grow in Eretz Yisrael are lead us to think about different shiur for different mitzvahs. Kol ha-pasuk kulu shiurim nema. Chita disnan. What's the shiur about chita? So the din is a taraz batim, one who enters into a bais hamanuga. If you have a bais hamanuga, the kohen didn't declare that it's tummy, so it's not tummy. That's a unique din. That's a other mitzvah also. All the other tameyim, if the person is a woman, is yoledah, she becomes tameya. A man is a balkari, a man is a zav, a woman is a zava, whatever. A person goes to a funeral, he becomes tummy. And Metzara is the one unique Tumah. It's called the Tumah Yotza L'Migufa, despite the fact that Kol Zman the Kohen doesn't declare you as Tomei, you're not Tomei. It's a Chiddush, Kula Chiddush. So if the Kohen declared a Bais HaMenuga as Tomei, there's one opinion in the Gemara Sanhedrin that Bais HaMenuga, the conditions are so far-fetched, it's Le'osib, Le'hoiva Le'osib Lios. It never was and never will be. The conditions are so far-fetched. It has to be Davka in the corner on four different walls. Okay. But whether it ever will exist or it never existed, but the Mishnahs have the dinim. So one of the dinim is that if you enter it into Bais HaMenuga, you become Tomei right away. And if you're carrying clothing with you, things that are mekabel tumah, they become tummy right away. But what if hayalavish kelev sandal beraglav taboseh beetzboseh? What if he's wearing the clothing? Not that he's carrying it in his hand. He's wearing the clothing. He told me, yeah, the one who enters the house becomes tummy. The bais hamurug becomes tummy immediately. But the clothing that he's wearing only becomes tummy yachiyasheh, only if he stays there b'chdei achilas pras. Where did they get this from? Because the pasuk says, "V'ha'oichal ba'bayis echabeis es begod." Abol ba'bayis yitman ha'arev. Rashi quotes, "V'ha'oichal ba'bayis echabeis es begod." Makes a difference whether he eats there, he doesn't eat there. So the Tanoim had a tradition. It doesn't mean "ha'oichal ba'bayis." It means if he shoya ba'bayis, kedei achila of what? The amount of time that it takes to eat what? "V'ha'oichal ba'bayis." So that's what they had a tradition. Kidei achilas pras paschitem mesa v'echol b'lifton. What is a pras? Rashi explains, you have a big loaf of bread, and a pras is a half of a loaf of bread. So the pras is going to be half of whatever the big loaf is. How big is the big loaf? So that's a machlokes hatanoim in a Mishnah in Erevin. How big the big loaf is. Mainav kamina, how big the big loaf is. That's for Erevei Trumen. In order to be able to go chutz l'trum. The person lives over here, so he has a circle of pai mama. The person lives in the cities, and the Mishnah says, you always draw the city as a rectangular shape. It's not always going to be a square, but it's going to be a rectangular shape. So then, after the city limits are drawn rectangular shape, then we pass on the Shulchan Aruch that you have another shivim amah v'shirayim. 70 amas is iburi shalir. And then around that, you have the Trum Shabbos Alpai Mama. So what if you want to go Chutz L'Trum? You're not allowed to. So if you want to go the Dvar Mitzvah, then we have a Kula. If one wants to go the Dvar Mitzvah Chutz L'Trum, so we allow you to make a Ruve Trumin. What do you mean? Instead of measuring the Trum Shabbos from your house, let's say the person lives in the middle of a desert, all by himself. There is no city. So then you draw a circle around him. So instead of calculating the Trum Shabbos, the circle around the place where he lives, he's going to leave some food. Mazon Shtei Sudas, enough food to be eaten in two meals. At a point that's within Alpai Mama to where he's staying now, and he declares on Erev Shabbos, I want to be kind of Shvis over there, that's going to be my Mokum, I'll draw the circle around that place. Or let's say he's in the middle of a city, so the city's always measured as a rectangular shape, and then you have Shiva Mama Bishiraim around that, then you have Alpai Mama around that. He wants to go past that, because there's a rabbi giving a shir, or there's some other Dvar Mitzvah, so the din is Ma'arvin, Eim Arvin Ela L'Dvar Mitzvah. We only permit you to make an Eruv Etrum and to go Chutz L'Trum if it's L'Dvar Mitzvah, that's the Sugya and Erevin. So let him leave Mazon Shtei Sudos in some location, and we'll declare that's his Mokum Shvisa. So there's a Machloikis Hatanoim, how much of Trum Shabbos is Deraisa. Rabbi Kiva's opinion is that Alpai Mama is one mil, Alpai Mama is Trum and Deraisa. And the Gemara said, we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. The Rambam and the Rif quote are Yerushalmi, and the Rambam paskens like that Yerushalmi, the Mechaber paskens like that, that Trum and Yud Beis Mil is Deraisa. 12 mil, to go Chutz L'Trum, 12 mil, that's a Din Deraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah raises a question, and the Ramah says we pass like the Bali Atesis. In the Bavli, there is no mention of this Yud Beis Mil. The Yerushalmi has like that. So the Rambam and the Rif will often pass, and the Rambam will often pass like Yerushalmis that don't appear in the Bavli at all. And the Bali Atesis usually ignore what it says in the Yerushalmi. A lot of times they didn't have a Yerushalmi, sometimes they had it, then they'll ignore it. So this also, so the Ramah says the Ashkenazim ignore the Yerushalmi, the whole even Yud Beis Mil is also the Rabbanim. But let's assume for a moment that like the Mechaber passed like the Rif and the Rambam, that Alpaim, that the Yud Beis Mill is their Isa. Would this work? A Ruv Itchumen works on the level of their Isa. The guy wants to go 24 mil. Quite a walk. He wants to walk 24 mil on Shabbos. So he's gonna leave a Ruv Itchumen 23 and a half mil away from where he is. He's going to say, I want to be kind of Shvisa over there, and I want to go another. What's he going to go again? Yeah. He's going to leave the Mosen Shtei Sudas 11 and a half mil away from where he is. He wants to go past that. Another 11 and a half mil after that. He wants to go Sach HaKol 23 mil. So does it work on the level of the Reisen? Erev Et Chumen works on the level of the Reisen. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Rishonim and say yes. Very surprising. One would have sworn on a stack of Bibles that the whole institution of Eruv Et Chumen only works on Dinim De'Rabbanan. So he says, no, he has dug up a Rambam in Erev Et, that it works on the level of the Reisen. So we may not be talking about a Din De'Reisen, this Mosen Shtei Sudas. So what is the Mosen Shtei Sudas? So the Mishnah says that's the name of the perik in Erev Et, Bakol Mi'arvin, the third perik, Bakol Mi'arvin. You can use any kind of food you want, with very few exceptions, for Eruv Et Chumen. So if you want to use bread, you have to use the amount of bread that one would eat in two meals. You want to eat pickles, how much pickles would you eat in two meals? You want to use gefilte fish, how much gefilte fish would one eat in two meals? So if you're talking about bread, how much bread would a normal person eat in two meals? How much bread would you eat in one meal? So that's a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah, where there's three beitzim or four beitzim. So if you multiply by two in higher mathematics, it's going to be a machlokes. How big is the Mosen Shtei Sudas? It's going to be six beitzim. The big loaf of bread that you're going to use for the Eruv Et Chumen, the Mosen Shtei Sudas, is going to be six beitzim, or it's going to be eight beitzim. So that's the shaila, where the Mosen Sudachas, how much bread is there, Mosen Sudas, a normal person? How much would he eat in one Suda? Four beitzim of bread, or three beitzim of bread? So the Gemara says, Kedei achilas pras pas chitim, the amount, if ho'echol babayis, ha'beis es b'god, ha'bol ha'bayis, Habol Abayis Yitman Horev. He's Tomei right away. Oichel Babayis, not only is he Tomei, Yichabei says B'godov, it's Metami the B'godim. So it doesn't mean Oichel, it means if he Shoya Babayis, Kedei Achila. Achila what? Kedei Achila's Pras, either three or four Beitzim of bread. What kind of bread? There are different kinds of bread. There's wheat bread and there's barley bread. So if the bread is drier, so it's going to take longer to swallow it. If the bread is moister, softer and moister, and if you're going to dip the bread, you're going to dip the slice of bread into some kind of a dip, into some kind of a liquidy mayonnaise dip, so it's going to be easier to swallow down. So that's what the Mishnah tells you. The shir over here is kedei achilas pras pas chitim meisav yochol v'lifton pras chitim v'lo pasurim meisav eating in pehaseba. It means that it's easier to swallow. You're dipping it into a dip, so it's going to be moist, so it's going to be easier to swallow. So how long is that? How much time is that? That's a question. How much time is that? So the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom Kippur quotes the din that on Yom Kippur, if a person is a chayla mesukan, so any svek sveka of a safek sakon, you're allowed to eat. But machil mosa hakala kal tchili, shouldn't give him. He's allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. B'koch nefesh decha kala terkulo. It's not from the Horeg Bal Yavis to fast on Yom Kippur. So he's allowed to eat, but if he can eat, Kala Kal Tchila, if he can save his life by eating less than a shear, we pass on Chatzis Shear. The Gemara has there a Machlekes Habyechna Meish Lokesh. In the beginning of the last parak in Yuma, where the Chatzis Shear is awesome in the Torah, the Chatzis Shear is only awesome in the Rabban. So we pass on like Habyechna, the Chatzis Shear is awesome in the Torah. It's awesome in the Torah, but it's not as chomer as a full shear. If you eat a full shear, you chayv karis. If you eat less than a full shear, it's an iser, but there's no malchus and there's no karis. So if a person can survive, he can save his life by eating pachas mikashir, so why should he eat a full shear? Machilamos akala kaltchil, let him just violate the lesser of the two averes. What if the doctors say he has to eat many kizesim of food, but he can eat many kizesim of food, but he can eat? What's the shear for Yom Kippur? The Gemara says later, the shear achila is different and the shear shtiyah is different. The shear in kol ha-tarkula, the Rambam has, shear in kol ha-tarkula for macholos ha-suris is kazayis. And here it's more than a kazayis. Here it's kosevis hagasa. The Gemara has dvash. Dvash tamarim from a date, honey from a date, is kosevis hagasa. It's a big size, a larger size of a date. So the shear for achil on Yom Kippur is kaseves agasa, bigger than kazais. Shear drinking on Yom Kippur, drinking beverages. So the shear on kol haTorah kol according to the Rambam is revius, and over here it's malay lugma, which is less than a revius. It's a rov revius by Adam Beinoni. That's how the Ran in Psachim writes, and our Psachim, and that's what they quote in Shulchan Aruch. So how come over here everything is different by Yom Kippur? How come the shear for eating is bigger than kazai, shear for drinking is less than a revius? So the Gemara in Yuma raises the question, less perik in Yuma. So the Gemara answered, because in Yom Kippur it's not a din of achila, it's a din of inisim, inui. And the Chachamim established, kim lehu l'rabban, they established that this is the shear for inui. With respect to eating, it's only filling if you eat kosevus hagasa. If you eat a kazais, it's not going to be such a violation of inui. And drinking, even if you drink less than a revius, if you're going to drink malay lugma for drinking purposes, that'll be a violation of inui, even if you just have a malay lugma. So the shear is very different. Kol haTorah kula, the shear is kazais and revius, and Yom Kippur, the shear is different. So we still say chatzi shear asban haTorah. That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. In Hilchas Kiddush, it says hamavarch tzor sheyitam. In order to be considered kiddush alayayin, we require somebody has to drink the wine. How much wine do you have to drink? If you just say kiddush over a cup of wine, you don't drink the wine, so the pashtus says that you're not yotze. How much wine do you have to drink? So the Gemara says you have to drink a maloy lugma. What if, let's say you have a family, husband and a wife and a whole bunch of children, so what if everybody takes a little sip of wine, but no one person drank maloy lugma? Altogether, the whole cost disappeared, but no one person drank over a vias. So that's a machlokes, that's in Shulchan Aruch, that's two opinions. Can you be mitzarf shtia from two different people? Each one had less than a shir maloy lugma, but together they drank a maloy lugma. Yeah. How is it possible how could there be a shita that it's mitzarf yachad? The Mishnah says in the Ila that the only time things are mitzarf is if it's shirem shavim and shmasem shavim. So shmasem shavim, I understand. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. But is it shirem shavim? Each person's mouth is a different size. So the shir malay lugma is different from me. Whoever has a big mouth has a bigger shir malay lugma. Whoever has a smaller mouth has a smaller shir malay lugma. So is it shirem shavim? Remember, Rav Soloveitchik was learning, so Rabban Lichtenstein in Esna Kasha. It's not shirem shavim. Rav Soloveitchik said, apparently that's called shirem shavim, since in abstract the shir is malay lugma, even though the way you measure it for different people is differently, it depends on each person's size of his mouth. That's called shir em shav. That is called shir em shav. So the Shulchan Aruch has a machlekes whether you can be mitzarif a half a malay lugma from one person, half a malay lugma from the other person. It should have been, in principle, it should have been shmosem shav, shir em shav. It should have been mitzar. So how come there's an opinion that it's not mitzarif? You need dafka, one person should drink the omalay lugma. So the Bi'ur HaGro explains over there why it's not, probably quoting from the Rishon. I never looked it up. Probably quoting what the Rishon said, and not saying original. So he says, does it make sense to talk about a chatzi shir of a chatzi shir of inui? The Gemara says, kim lehu l'rabbanan. The rabbis established, the rabbis were mishayer, that the violation of inui depends on a kosevus hagasa by eating food, and depends on a malay lugma by drinking. So if you're going to have less than that, you don't even have a chatzi shir. By eating treifa food, so the shir is kazais, it doesn't correspond to anything. And achila p'chusim kazais, kach namer halacha, that's the shir. So if I eat a half a kazais, then I pause a little bit, and I eat another half a kazais, toka de achila spras, that's mitzarf miyachad, and it's considered a full shir. But if you're talking about inui on Yom Kippur, so a person is going to have a half a malay lugmav. Half a malay lugmav is not a violation of inui. So half and a half, it's not mitzar from yachad. Chatzi shir is also min haTorah, the Gemara says, because chazil it's tarufin. I had a half a kazayis, let's say a basa b'cholav. Then if I eat another half kazayis, toka de achilas pasa, it'll be mitzarif. So even if I never get to eat the other half of kazai stach d'achilas pras, the first chatzi shir was chazil in starufin. There was something there. So that's chatzi shir asman haTorah. But over here, if you're going to have a chatzi shir of maloy lugmav, a chatzis shir of a koseves agasa, there's no satisfying sense that he has. So what do you mean? One person is going to have a half a malay lugma, the other person is going to have a half a malay lugma. Neither had a malay lugma. Is everybody still hungry? Nobody had it. How can you say that it's been starved? That's why it's Bemis Achidish that the Gemara quotes the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Bechatzish, that the Bavli quotes the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish on Yom Kippur. That's a Chidish. One could have argued the point and said, like Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzishir Osman, Atar and Kola Tarakula, but not on Yom Kippur. Because in Yom Kippur, the Chatzishir is a Chatzi nothing. There's nothing there. Half of Maloy Lugmov, half of Inui, is nothing but nothing. There's not even a half over there. So that's a chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, the Chatzishir Osman Atar, even applies on Yom Kippur. Even though one could have argued that it's less than the Chatzishir. There's nothing to be, it can't be Chazir Tzuchah. There's nothing there. So that's a chiddush. But that's what it says in the Gemara. The Bavli has the original Machlekes in the last Perek in Yuma with respect to eating on Yom Kippur. So again, so what's the din? So if one enters a Bais HaMenuga, he becomes tummy right away. If he's carrying clothing, carrying shoes, carrying socks, they become tummy right away, like Kol Abola Bais, Yitman Ho'aref. But Oichel Ba'Bais, if the person is Shoya Ba'Bais, Kedei Achilas, Pras, Pas, Chit, the Mesa, Ve'Yochel Ba'Lifton, then what? Then he becomes tummy, even the tummy B'Gadim Sha'olov as well. So this is quoted in Mishnah Berurah, it's quoted in Hilchas Yom Kippur. If the doctors say the patient has to eat so many grams of food, so much nutrition on Yom Kippur, otherwise he's going to put his life in danger, so he has no choice, has to eat it. But the doctor don't say it's necessary to eat the full shear. Let him eat a little bit now, a little bit later, a little bit later. So it'll be, if you eat pachas mikashir, so you violated less of an isa. You violated the isa of chatzishir asman atorah. But you didn't violate the isa kari. So whenever you can save your life, the chayla is b'sakana. So whenever he can save his life by eating pachas mikashir, so we would recommend that he should do so. So how long do you have to pause and eat? Less than a malay lugmav by the drinking and less than a koseves agasa by the eating. How long does he have to pause in between that it shouldn't be mitzdarf? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes with the Chasam Sofer 9 minutes. Chasam Sofer has, based on the Gemara, Bema Madlikin, a whole bikiyas. Chasam Sofer put together a few Gemaras. He came up with this shiur that it's 9 minutes. Many Achronim disagree, absolutely disagree. They say it's nowhere near 9 minutes. It weighed less than 9 minutes. If you wait 9 minutes, that's quite a chumer. But many disagree it's even less than 9 minutes. So the shaila is, it's 9 minutes when you're talking about kedei achilas pras paschitim meisa v'yochel b'lifton. If he's eating paschitim, if he's eating something else, it's going to be more or less. Not all foods is going to take the same amount of time to eat. Let's say you're drinking something. It's also going to be the amount of time that it would take to drink a pras, 4 kibbetzim, 3 or 4 kibbetzim of whatever it is that you're drinking. In the most comfortable, relaxing position, probably not masif. You're going to be drinking, it's easier to drink when you're sitting up as opposed to lying down. He's going to choke if he's going to drink. So masif echo belifta means you have to be in the most comfortable position so you'd be able to swallow the food faster. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch Tainus is. He says, the poskim give a shiur 9 minutes for everything based on the Chasam Sofer, he thinks that it doesn't make sense. Each food has its own shiur kedei achilas pras. The haraya that the poskim have a machlekes, if a person is drinking hot tea or hot coffee, so benoik shabolim, they drink the tea and the coffee slowly. You don't want to burn your tongue, you don't want to burn your mouth. So do you say kedei achilas pras of drinking hot coffee, kedei achilas pras of drinking coffee room temperature? But no one says kedei achilas pras of bread, kedei achilas pras of paschit and mesav yechav beliftan. Here, b'shoy b'bayis hamenuga, he's not eating anything. The pasuk says echav b'bayis, and the Tanoim had a tradition it's not to be taken literally. It doesn't mean echav b'bayis. It means shoy b'bayis kedei achilas pras. So kedei achilas pras what? So paschit and mesav yechav beliftan. But if you're eating food, here talking the guy's not eating anything. So the Gemara says chita Whenever you are eating food, let's say a guy's eating eggs on Yom Kippur, he's drinking water on Yom Kippur. So it depends how long would it take you to drink a pras of water on Yom Kippur in the most comfortable position, doesn't it? Why should drinking water be judged by how long it would take to eat pras paschitim? That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. And he proves it from the Machlokes Achrayim, whether you have the shear, k'dachilas pras, by hot coffee, is measured by hot coffee, how long would it take to drink hot coffee, or is it measured by how long it would take to drink coffee at room temperature. So you see, you always measure based on this particular oichel that you're eating. The shaila is whether a hot coffee and a room temperature coffee is the same min, or it's considered as if it's different minim. But it all depends, each min. If you're eating a hard-boiled egg, then it's going to take longer to swallow than if you're eating a softer food that's full of a lot of liquid in it. It's yodua that Rab Chaim Soloveitchik had the Psak HaMekubal and Valozhin was. Psak HaMekubal from the days of Rab Chaim Valozhin. The Netziv quotes this in his commentary on the Shiltis. He writes that when he came to Valozhin, Rab Chaim Valozhin was no longer alive, but the Nachlas David was still alive. Rab David Tebel, who had learned by Rab Chaim Valozhin, gave Sherman Valozhin during the lifetime of Rab Chaim Valozhin. He wrote the Sefer Nachlas David on Bava Kama and Bava Metzia and other Masechtas. So the Nachlas David was alive. So he said over in the name of Rab Chaim Valozhin that that was the Psak HaMekubal in Valozhin, not just in Yeshiva. That this din, that you have to eat pachas mikashir, achol on Yom Kippur, that only applies if he's basically a healthy person and the doctors are afraid that if he's going to fast on Yom Kippur, may put his life in danger. But if the patient already is a chol mesukan, then you have no restrictions at all. Chol mesukan eats like chol. He eats whatever he would eat b'chol. Yeah. So that was Rav Kook used to say over that psak, because Rav Kook learned in Yeshiva by the Netziv. Netziv has it in his Sefer. And Netziv used to say it over the name of Rav David Tebel and the name of Rav Chaim Valozhin. As Rav Soloveitchik has in the Isha Aloche, he says that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, always paskin like that. Rav David Soloveitchik also quotes in his Sefer on the Rambam, that's the way his father, Rav Chaim, paskin, as if Rav Chaim discovered America. That was Rav Chaim married the granddaughter of the Netziv. That was the psak HaMekubal in the Yeshiva. For years and years, in the days of Rab Chaim Valozhin and not Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. That was the Psak HaMekubal in the Yeshiva based on the Rambam, that a chayla sheyesh b'sakona already, one who's already a chayla, you don't give him any restrictions. He doesn't have to eat pachas mikashir. He eats normally. Then Rab David Soloveitchik writes in his Sefer on the Rambam, and the people had tainus against my father. Why is he so mekel? So he said, it's not that he's mekel, he's machmen pikuach nefesh. Machmen pikuach nefesh. So this says in the Mishnah Berurah also, this chiluk. You know, the people, nobody reads the Mishnah Berurah slowly. But it's the famous in the Mishnah Berurah, this distinction. Whether the person is basically healthy and you're afraid he's going to fast on Yom Kippur, he will become sick, or he already is a chayla mesukan and you're trying to pull him out of the sakana, so then you don't have the restriction of pachas mikashir. And just eat like normal. Anyway, so that's the first din. Eretz chita v'sara gefen atena rima. The shear of chita is for anichnas labayis ha-menuga ashoya b'bayis ha-menuga. If he's shoya so long kedei achilas pras pas chitim, the amount of time to eat either three beitzim or four beitzim, depending on the machlokes hatanoim, how much is mazon shtei sudas? Three beitzim of bread or four beitzim of bread? Today people probably don't even eat three beitzim of bread. We have so much food, we hardly eat any bread. Everything is different. All the shurim are different. Yeah. Kedachilas pas paschitim below pasar. Basically, what is saora? What's the shear of saora? So saora goes a barley grain. Where is it relevant? The size of a barley grain. So Tosus quotes Tosus and Menachos quotes. How wide do the ritzuas have to be? So I think Tosus says the width of the ritzuas is the length of a barley grain. So now everybody's machmer on the length of a barley grain. You buy a pair of ritzuas, so the first day after you wear it, they say, and it's already shrank, and it's less than the shear. That shear never says in the Gemara that the width of the ritzuas has to be kisaora, like the length of a barley grain, that's what the width of the ritzuas has to be. The Gemara has a din in Menachos, there's a din of gardume tzitzis. Gardume Tcheles, the Gemara calls it. Gardume means if you had the tzitzis have to be the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, Lachatchila has to be Yud Beis Agudlan. The strings have to be so long, 12 Agudlan. An Agudlan is like this. The 12 Agudlan, the whole thing. The first 4 Agudlan is the Krichas around, and then the 8 Agudlan is the loose strings. So Lachatchila, when you make the tzitzis, you have to have, there should be 12 Agudlan long. But once you tie the tzitzis and you're wearing it already, then the tzitzis get torn a little bit. So then we're mekel. It still has kedei aniva, we're mekel that it retains the hechsher. So the Gemara says that this din, that the gardumi tzitzis hakasher, only applies to tzitzis, wouldn't apply to tefillin, because tefillin is tashmisha kedusha and tzitzis is tashmisha mitzvah. It's a difference. So let's say you had a pair of tefillin, and they used to be ravua, they used to be square. I mean, it's kalkal haribua. From wearing the tefillin so many times, it's no longer in the shape of a square. So the Gemara says, no good. But the first couple years that I wore it, it was a square shape. So I should say, gardumi azu. The Gemara gives some kind of an answer. No, gardumi is only good by tcheles, by tzitzis, because tashmishi mitzvah. But by tashmishi kedusha, you don't apply gardumi. So that's what some of the later poskim say. You don't apply gardumi when you get to a real din that appears in the Gemara, namely, ravua. That the tefillin have to be ravua. So if it's kalkul haribua, so gardumi doesn't apply. What about when you get to the width of the ritzua? The Gemara never says how wide the ritzua has to be. That only says in the Gaonim. The Gaonim have that. It should be the width of the length of a barley grain, kisaora. So some of the achrayim, some of the hageri achrayim, right? The Shia doesn't say in the Gemara, so there we would be mekel on gardumi. As long as when you started wearing the tefillin, it had the proper width of the ritzuas. Even after, by using it many times, the ritzuas get a little shorter, narrower, so that one would be mekel on that. I think they quote Neymar Moshe that the ritzuas should be a minimum of a half an inch wide. How does that correspond to the ritzuas that we have? I'm not sure. Half an inch wide. So the Gemara doesn't give that shear. Gemara should have said sa'ora for the width of the tefillin. The Gemara doesn't give that. Gemara says, sa'ora, that's not a different shear. Etzim kesara. How much basa do you have to have? Basa min ameis. Ameis is metame b'maga b'masa uba ohel. So how much basa do you have to have? The basa you have to have, kazai is basa. Kazai is basa min ameis is metame. How much etzim bone? So if it's etzim kisaora, the volume of a barley grain, it's already metame b'maga uba masa. However, ain't metame b'ohel. How much do you have to have that it should be metame b'ohel? A lot more. Gemara says you got to have either rov binyan or rov minyan. You got to have an awful lot of bones there. Rov, how many evorim are there in the body? The Gemara says the 200 ramach evorim, 248 evorim in the male body. So the Gemara says if you have the rov of 248 is how much? 125 bones. An evorim means like this. Hey, this is one evorim, this is a second evorim, this is a third evorim. Each finger has three evorim. When you have basa gidin etzem, you have to have a full etzem. So this is the etzem on the knee, from the knee to the ankle is a very long etzem. The etzem from the knee to the thigh is, I don't know, longer. I'm not sure which is longer. Anybody know anatomy? Which one is longer? From the ankle to the knee or from the knee to the thigh? Those are very long. So or the arm, this is a long bone. Goes from here to the elbow. That's a long bone. So if you have rave minion from the Ramach Evarim, every Eva has an etzim to it. So from the 248 Evarim, if you have 125 Evarim, then you have a Raiv minion. You have a Raiv of 125 Evarim, that's Mitami Ba'oham. Or if you have a Raiv binyan, if you have a few bones, let's say you have the bones from the thigh to the knee and from the knee to the ankle, then you have the arms. So that's a Raiv binyan of the Adam. You may not have Raiv minyan, but if you have Raiv binyan, so the Mishnah says also, either Raiv binyan or Raiv minyan, that's also Mitami Ba'ohel, not just Maga Mimasa, that's Mitami Ba'ohel. So that's the shear that's based on Etzen. Saora. Saora, this not Etzen, Saora Mitami Maga Mimasa, and Mitami Ba'ohel. What is Geffen? There it's Chita Vesora with Geffen. Geffen is wine, so what's going on here? They reveal Yayin LeNozer. A Nozer has Gimel Minim Asurim LeNozer. There are three things that he's not allowed to do. He's not allowed to be Metamil Mesim, he's not allowed to drink Yayin, and he's not allowed to take a haircut, tiglachas. So the Torah prohibits him from eating grapes or from drinking wine or from eating even the mechatzanim adzag. He's not allowed to have the pits. He's not allowed to have the pits in there, which Meshuggah is interested in eating pits from grapes. So if you drink enough wine, then you get malchus. What is the shear for wine? So that's a machlekes hatanaim in the Mishnah is another, whether the shear for wine is a revius, the shear for wine is a kazayis. The shear for grapes is kazayis, but the shear for wine is a machlekes hatanaim. So what does it say here? Gefen, Eretz Chita Sarvi Gefen, Kedei Revius Yayin Lin Nazir. Revius is a shear for water. Revius is a shear for anything that you're drinking. For soda, for coffee. What's different Revius Yayin Lin Nazir? As if it's going to be a different size of a Revius. That's what Rashi and Tosis explain. The guy is eating, Rashi and Tosis explain, the guy is eating chatzanim and zagim v'lulovim. He's not drinking wine. He's drinking wine, so revius says a revius. He's eating chatzanim and zagim v'lulovim, which was not normal to eat, but the Torah says that you like it. If the nozer eats it, so he's like it. So this Tana is of the opinion, Achidush, you have to see in the Mishnah whether we paskan like this. This Tana is of the opinion that the shear for chatzanim v'zagim v'lulovim, he's not drinking it, it's not a beverage. You drink the wine, but here he's talking about a solid thing. The shear is revius yayin. So how do you calculate revius yayin? So Rashi explained, Rashi and Tosfos both explain the same thing. If you have water, is not as thick as wine. So if you have a container that contains exactly a revius and you fill it up to the top, and you're going to put in an extra drop of water, it's going to overflow. The extra water is going to overflow. If you have a revius wine, it'll even hold more because the wine is thicker than the water, so it'll hold a little more because of the tension on top. It'll be overflowing a little bit, but it won't fall out. You'll have mole al kol gadoisa. That's in Shulchan Aruch. That's called wine. Could be mole al kol gadoisa above the. If it would have been water, it would have been overflowing. But because it's wine, so it's not overflowing. So therefore, what nachamol? So when a person eats, a nozir is not allowed to eat. Chatzanim v'zagim v'lulovim. So we want to know though: did he drink? Did he eat a revius of the chatzanim v'zagim? Got to look in the Mishnah. Why is the sheer revius? But that's what we're assuming here. The shear for eating chatzanim v'zagim v'lulovim is a revius. There's machlokes in the Mishnah. How much wine does he have to drink, a revius or a kazayis? And then there's a discussion also, how much chatzanim v'zagim v'lulovim does he have to eat, a revius or a kazayis? So this Gemara is assuming that the shear is revius. So how do you measure whether he ate the revius of chatzanim v'zagim v'lulovim? So you have a cup of wine that's mole al kol gadoisav. Then you put in the amount of chatzanim v'zagim that he ate, and it's going to be overflowing. So if it overflows to the amount of a revius, then it means that the volume of the chatzanim v'zagim v'lulovim that you put into this cup of wine, that has a revius, because it displaced that amount of wine. If it would have been water, I wouldn't have had the mole al kol gadoisav. So therefore, what would have been? What would have changed over here? Anybody understand this fully? How much wine, if it displaces a revius of wine, then it means that the chatzanim v'zagim v'lulovim that you put in, submerged under the wine, has a revius. So water is going to be the same thing. So what is Tosis saying? Avol, Tosis writes, Mocha mehem, if he ate chatzanim v'zagim v'lulovim, k'dei revius mayim, lo mechayif. Why the klishi? Because the water is thinner. It'll easily overflow. Aval ki misharin b'yayin tzarech shiur tfei. You need more to cause it to overflow. Shayayin hu avid sticker or machzik godesh k'tzas kodim shiipal menakos. Kodim shiipal menakos revias yayin. And b'hoya mayim, it would have overflowed more. Hoya mayim, what are they saying? Hoya hayayitze yayse mirivias. I don't really understand what that means. How do you start off? You have a cup that's machzik a revias. How much is a revias? Revias is beitz or machzah. No? Revias is beitz or machzah. So whether it's water or wine, it's going to be the same thing. No?
I understand that like wine kind of bubbles up and you pour things into it. Water just kind of, it doesn't, it's not a bubble if you pour more than what the cup can hold. By wine it does, it's a little more. So let's say I have a cup that has exactly a revias of wine. When it bubbles up a little bit before it starts dripping to the side, what do you mean it bubbles up before it overflows? It'll go higher than the cup.
Yeah, it's going to take more chaitanim mezuzah to displace the revias of wine than the revias of water. Because the wine will bubble up at the top and the water won't.
Mm-hmm. But each case you're talking about a kli that has exactly revias of wine or exactly revias of water. You start off, has exactly the same amount of wine or water. But then when you put in the lulavim and the chatzanim and the zagim,
gets it to a revias. Maybe that brings it to be a revias. It starts off with the wine and water is less than a revias.
It starts off with the same. No? Starts off with the same. They're both going to be a revias.
I understood that we have a cup which has mastic revias if you were to just stop at the very top of the rim.
Okay.
But then you fill that up with wine, and so then the wine actually goes a little bit higher than the rim. Right?
But I only filled it up a revias of wine.
No, so you have to fill it up.
And I filled it up to the top.
Even further.
Revias of wine, revias of water, the same. Revias are revias. Beitz or machzah are revias. But if it's water and you put something in, it's going to overflow right away. If it's wine, it's not going to start to overflow yet. So you're going to need more lulavim and chatzanim and zagim submerged under the cup of wine in order to cause a revias of wine to overflow. That's halacha l'Moshe Mesina. That's how you measure. You're measuring solids with a liquid measurement. The lulav mechatzanim zagim are solids, and the shear for some reason or another, got to look in the Mishnais there. So the shear for chatzanim zagim lulavim, and the shear is a revias. Usually revias is a shear for liquids. And for solids, the shear is kazayis. But these are not edible. Chatzanim zagim lulavim are not edible. So the Tana, apparently this Tana, you got to look in the Mishnais. All the Tanoim agree. But this Tana holds that the shear for chatzanim zagim lulavim is a revias. So how do you measure revias? How much lulavim should you submerge under the wine that it should displace and cause to overflow a full revias of wine? So the wine is not going to start to overflow yet until you have the godish on top. So it's going to be more. It's going to be more lulavim in order to have a full revias of wine overflow. So Halacha Moshe Mesina, that's the way you're supposed to measure it. It's going to be slightly more than a revias of water. Slightly more. Okay. Gefen kedei revias yayin lenozim. Lachidish. Te'ena. Te'ena are figs. I told you the story. I had a friend who wanted to name his daughter after her, his grandmother. His grandmother's name was Fega. So he didn't realize Fega means Fegala, Tzipora, a bird. He thought Fega means a fig. So he named his daughter Te'ena. He lives in Eretz Yisrael, so she's a prominent person in the newspaper all the time, Te'ena. Made a mistake. After many years, he came to the realization that his grandmother's name was not Te'ena. Grandmother's name was Tzipora. So if you have a daughter, don't name it Te'ena. Okay. So what's the shear? Kigrogis lahitzoa Shabbos. What is that? Kigrogis is what? A dried out fig. A dried out fig is kigrogis. So that's the shear for oichlim. For hitzoa, the Mishnais have. If you carry metal, a shira so much. If you carry wood, a shira so much. If you carry clothing, a shira so much. If you carry wine, if you carry food, if you got elephant's food, if you cow's food, all different foods. Every item that you carry has a different shear. If you carry less than the shear, you're not chayiv. That's a shayla. Maybe by haitzah, if you carry less than the shear, maybe it's only an issa de rabbanan. Usually, if you do a malacha on Shabbos less than a shear, I say chatzi shear asman atar. That's a Rashi on Shabbos. But maybe by haitzah, there's a Gemara in Zvachim where the Gemara says that by haitzah, if you carry less than a shear, it's a lack of malachas mashevas asvatar. There's such a Rashbam in Cheskas Habatim. The Rashbam writes that if you carry less than a shear on Shabbos, it's a lack of malachas mashevas. So some of the recent Sfarim quoted, they discovered America, they discovered the Rashbam. Rashbam is just quoting on Gemara and Zvachim. Gemara says like that if you carry on Shabbos less than the shear, it's a lack of malachas mashevas. Lack of malachas mashevas means that it's mutam and atayra. So it's unlike the shear by all the other malachas. The shear by borer, Rashi writes, if you do borer less than a shear, you do bishul less than a shear, Rashi writes in Shabbos, and chatzi shear was menatar. But by what so it would appear that Rashi is also going to agree. It's not some road, machloik is Rashi and the Rashbam. It's not machloik is Rashi and Rashbam. Rashbam is just quoting a Gemara that by what so is a malocha gruahi. So if you don't have the full shear, it's not even considered a malocha at all. So the shear by carrying food that's edible, right, lachi the sodom on Shabbos, shear is grogeris lahitzoa Shabbos. The shear by carrying metal or wood or other things is not gregarious. By food for human beings, shear is gregarious. What is remine? What's the relevance of the shear remine? If you have a kli, there are four categories of things that are mekabel tumah, or the mekelim ochlim or mashkim. So the kelim are mekabel tumah unless it's a shviras akli. Let's say you had a kli that smashed, so now it's not royal hishtamshis anymore. So then it's no longer mekabel tumah, even if it was tumah from before. If you have a kli cheres that tefillah and a mikveh doesn't help, so if you shove there, if you smash the kli cheres, then it becomes tohar because it can't even retain tumah. Not mekabel tumah if it's nishbar, and it can't retain tumah if it's nishbar. So the Mishnah says, "Kol klei balabatim shi'uran kiri minor." What's klei balabatim? So Rashi says, as opposed to klei ha'uman. Let's say you go to the store where they sell pottery. So this pot has a little hole in it that if you pour the water in, all the water is going to go out. So no one's going to buy it. So that kli in the store, the beis ha'umam, the kli that has a little hole in it, is already called nishbar, and it's not mekabel tumah. But klei balabatim, a private person has the kli. It's not in the store that is amid lemechira. So if it's going to develop a little hole, the guy's going to use it for bigger things. You're not going to cook soup in it. You're going to cook soup, all the soup is going to go through. So he's going to put he's going to put eggs in it. Then he sees a hole is so big, the eggs are going to fall through it. Then he'll still use it for grapefruits. Okay, if the hole is so big that grapefruits are going to fall through, then he's not going to use it. Then he's going to throw it out in the garbage. So Rashi tells you, where's that Rashi? Which is bigger? What does Rashi say on top? Top mem aleph from the base. Hilchach. He writes on the second line, Nikav kemotzi kitnius, if the hole is so small that peas will go out, little bebalach, matznio lezeisim, he's still going to keep it to hold olives in it. Nikav kemotzi zeis, if it develops such a hole that even an olive will through, so mishtamish legoizim, he's going to use it for nuts. The nuts are bigger than the olives. What kind of nuts does he have? In walnuts. Walnuts are bigger than small olives. That's what it means. They're pretty small olives. Nikil kemotzi zayis, if the hole is so big that olives will fall through, so he's still not going to throw out the pot. Mishtamish legos. Nikil kemotzi egos, if the hole is so big that even nuts will fall through, mishtamish boriman, he's going to use it for pomegranates, he'll use it for grapefruits. Okay. Avol shaluman, oimed limka, but if it's in the store, l'havishuri behochi, if a small little hole, so the customers will already not buy it. So it's in the store, if it has a little hole, you can't use it for cooking soup, that it's already called nishba. Okay, so rimon is kistan kol klei balabatim, a private person has a kli, shurim ki rimon, means kemotzi rimon. Kemotzi rimon. Then it says, eretz zeh shem in advash, amar abiyas mechnein, eretz shi kol shi arel ki zeh sem. What is shurim ha ki zeh sem? In fact, kol shi arel sal kadaitach, and just said chita sara gefen teina verima. It just gave five things. Chita sara gefen teina verima that are not kizais. Ella, what it means is rosh eri kizais. Most of the shurim, Rashi writes chel of the dam noisa upigo. So that's the question. Rashi writes dam. The Rambam also writes. The Rambam starts, I think, Perakein Hilchas Macholos Al Suis says that if you eat a kezayis of dam, you're loike. So that's the Minchas Chinuch raised the question. The Rambam holds that the shear for drinking is revius. Tosfos said the shear is either kezayis or melalugma. But the Rambam writes the shear is revius. So why did he say all of a sudden over here that by dam, Rashi and the Rambam both say the shear for dam is kezayis? Why should it be kazais? Why shouldn't it be revius? So the Me'iri in Erevin, this Gemara appears in Erevin, no? It's Erevin Daf Dalit. Erevin Daf Dalit, beginning of Erevin. So the Me'iri on that Gemara, in the Beis HaBchira, Me'iri says, Dam Karush. Why does it say Dam Karush? So Pashto says to answer this Kasha. If the dam is in a liquid form, then the shear would be revius. If the dam is karush, if it's in a solid form, then the shear is kazayas. That's the pashtus. The Tam Chachma put out the Me'iri, but with long footnotes. That's why it's three volumes, the Me'iri, on Erevin. Because the footnotes are five times as big as the text of the Me'iri. So he has a lot to say. It has in the back of the Svar. It was a big Tam Chachma. So he, I don't know why he had difficulty. Why the Me'iri says Dam Korish? I thought it's Poshet. Why? Because he's coming to answer this Kasha. So he suggests Rab Simcha Zisel Brody. He was one of the Rosh Yeshiva in Chevron Yeshiva. He's a very popular Rebbe in Chevron Yeshiva. Passed away already. So there was a Havamina at one time in the newspapers that he was going to come to YU. His enemies put that into the newspapers. It wasn't true. There never was an army. They wanted to attack him. So they said that YU was considering taking him as a Rebbe in YU. So he denied it. Everybody denied it. YU denied it also. They never even considered. Anyway, but he was a famous Rebbe in Chevron Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. So he thinks that the word Karush is a Rashi Tavis of Kuf Resh Vavshin. I forgot already what. But the Pashat Pashat, Dam Karush, as opposed to Dam that's in a liquid state. Dam in a liquid state is Shir would be revised. Dam Karush, Shir is Kazayas. I think it's obvious what the Me'iri says. Why should he say it's a Rosh Tavis? So that's one suggestion, the Me'iri, that it's only Dam Karush, yeah. If you don't say it like the Me'iri, so why should the Shir be Kazayas? So the Minchas Chinuch has an answer, and the Bris Gerov in the Shir, Manoze thinks that the Minchas Chinuch's answer is correct. That in the Chumash, it depends how it's written in the Chumash. It says, Kol Dam Lo Sechelu. It doesn't say, Kol Dam Lo Tishtu. Since in the Chumash, it says, Kol Dam Lo Sechelu. So since it says, Loshen Achila, so that's why the Shir is Kazais. So the Rabbi Elba LaSalveshik accepts that from the Menchas Chinuch. But then the Menchas Chinuch gets involved in another question. When is the Shir Tziruf? The Rambam says that if you're drinking water on Yom Kippur, in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote, if you're drinking beverages on Yom Kippur, so the shir is Meloy Lugmov, and the shir Tziruf is Kadesh Tiyas Revius. Kadesh Tiyas Revius. Let's say Tisei Abrach Achronen, a person has a drink of soda, a drink of water. So he only says Bar Nefosh is going to the Rambam. He only says Bar Nefosh if you had a Revius. You have to drink the Revius, Tokdesh Diyas Revius. And sometimes the Rambam writes, you have to drink Revius, Tokdesh Achilas Pras. So when is it Tokdesh Diyas Revius, when is it Tokdesh Achilas Pras? So that the Minchas Chinuch raises the question, he doesn't have an answer. So that Rav Elba LaSalveitchik has, and he says that sometimes by Achila, the Shir will be Kazai's Tokdesh Achilas Revius. So he accepts half of what the Minchas Chinuch said. Why is the shear for dam kazayis? Because the Torah uses a lotion called dam lo sechelu. So therefore the shear is kazayis. But on the other half, the Minchas Chinuch doesn't really come up with an explanation. Why is the shear tziruf sometimes tokdeh achilas pras, sometimes tokdeh shteyis revius? So that the Minchas Chinuch does not. So Rabbi Elba Soloveitchik develops an answer of that. So it's a doichik, it's a problem. But this part of the problem is not so difficult. Or one could say a third pshat. Well, can say a third shot. There are goyim in the slaughterhouse who like to drink the blood when they shecht animals. It says in Chumash, Rak chazak levil te'achol adam. So Rashi and Chumash quotes in Machlokes HaTanaim. Why does it say Rak chazak levil te'achol adam? So he says, dam, napshin shalot nikotze behem. The goyim don't enjoy drinking dam. Still the Torah warns us, Rak chazak, you have to be careful not to drink the dam. Even an Aveira that's so far from anyone, a normal person's mind, who would want to do such a crazy Aveira, Torah says he still needs chizuk. That's one pshat that Rashi gives. And Rashi has another pshat, no, that it was a very common practice that the goyim and Eretz Yisrael used to drink the dam. So when they drink the dam, they don't drink it to quench their thirst. They don't drink dam as a beverage to quench their thirst. They drink the dam as a soup, like you have soup. So we had the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Chayyadam that the sheer bracha achrona for soup is kazayis, because soup is not a mashke. A mashke means a beverage. Soup is a liquid form of an oichal. So dam also. Could be that that's the Poshim Shat and the Rambam and the Rashi. Why dam and the sheer is kazayis? Because the people who drink dam, even though it's in a liquid form, but the people who drink it like a soup. They don't drink it like a beverage to quench their thirst. It's thick, and they drink it in order to gain strength. They think that they get strength by that. Anyway, this is the Rashi and the Rama. Both say that the sheer kazai, the sheer for dam, is the sheer kazais. Eretz not shikol sheer kazaisim, but rob sheer kazaisim, including chel v'dam and pikol and isim. Okay. Eretz chitah, Eretz zei shemen udvash. Rob sheer kazaisim. What is dvash? Dvash is dvash timorim. Dvash timorim. So where do you have a shear that depends on a date? Gemara says dvash, kasevis agasa b'yam kippurim. That's a shear for achila on Yom Kippur. Why is it different? It's bigger than a kazayis, and the drinking is less than a revius. So that's what the Gemara raised that question. That's perikun. Gemara said, because by Yom Kippur it says v'yinisim, it doesn't say loshan achila shtia. Since it says v'yinisim, the kim luhu l'rabbanan, the mehochi miyas v'dayta. That, if you eat a kasevis agasa, that gives yishav adas. That's what the Bi'ur HaGua said. If you eat less than a kasevis agasa, what shach to say? A half of a yishav adas. And if I'll drink half a maloy lugmav from the kiddush cup, you'll drink half a maloy lugmav. So the Bi'ur HaGua explains why is there one opinion that it's not mitzdarf yachad, because half a yishav adas, half a yishav adas, no one has any yishav adas. So you didn't accomplish drinking a maloy lugmav. One person drinks a maloy lugmav, then you accomplish something. So that's a chiddush that the Gemara quoted the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish on eating on Yom Kippur. Even there, Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzis shiras matar. Even though there's room to argue the point and say that a shita should not apply, should apply to everything but achila on Yom Kippur. So the original Machlokes in the Bavli is on achila on Yom Kippur. So those are all of the seven minim shenishtap chaben Eretz Yisrael. So once again, upliga, pliga de Rav Chana, dor mafan. What's a pliga? The Rashi writes on Oman Aleph. The first opinion is that shvach Eretz Yisrael, the Torah is listing off the peres that have a wonderful chashivas haperes, betam shalahem, has a delicious flavor, a delicious taste. And the second one says, no, shvach Eretz Yisrael, halachik shvach, shishirei Torah nitlam bohem. The seven minim, shivas haminim, the shirei Torah nitlam bohem. Gemara says, it's a machlekes amaroim, how do you understand the pasuk? Eretz Yisrael is being praised because of the delicious flavor of the fruits. Eretz Yisrael is praised because of the halachic significance of the fruits. So Gemara assumes that it's a machlekes. So Gemara be'idach, and what is the first mandama hold? First one says that the pasuk is listing off the shivas aminim in descending order of importance. Kol kodim pasuk, kodim lebracha. Yeah. So the Torah is telling you which is muvchar in tam and flavor. So what does he do? Be'idach hanishurim mehed yamiksivi. What does he do with the pasuk, with the second idea that the pasuk is telling us all the wonderful peris and Eretz Yisrael that all the shurim depend on? So he says, no, hanishurim behed yamiksivi. Does it say in the pasuk the shurim elamid the rabban akra asmachta bi'alma? It's only an asmachta for the shurim. Yeah, but what does it say? Elamid the rabbanon akra asmachta bi'alma. What, all the shurim are all mid the rabbanon? It doesn't make any sense. The word mid the rabbanon. So what do they have on the side? There's a different girsa. The same Gemara appears in Erevin, Daf Dalet, and in Sukkah, also the beginning of Sukkah, Daf Hey, Erevin and Sukkah. So there the girsa is not Midrabban, it's the Hilchas Aninu. It's all Halachal Moshe Messina. That's what the Gemara says in the beginning of Sukkot. That shiur chatzitzin and mechitzin ha'aloch al-moshe m'sina. So that shiur? Shiur ma'aloch al-moshe m'sina. It was another gears in the Gemara that it didn't say midrabban, it's a ele midrasha. No? I think the Maritz Chais writes that he learned for a while by Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius. And he suggested that maybe it shouldn't say midrabban, and that was just say ele midrasha across Machtabi Yalma. That they darshan from the psukim what the shiurim are. Whatever it is, it doesn't mean that it's midrabban. See the halacha l'moshe m'sina hilchasan nino, or it means l'midrasha across machta b'yam. So it's not really a contradiction between the two interpretations of the pasuk. The second one was in gansan and asmachta, and the first one is the correct pshat that these fruits taste delicious, and they're listed in descending order of importance, and it's relevant for kedima, and the kedima for brachas that's only midrabban called. All institution bechas hanan is on the rabbanon. So maybe there's a din kedima b'neged to dinim deraisa. If you're eating bikurim, which one should you eat first? If you're interested in eating two, only interested in eating one, so say not mechuyev to be makdim. I'm not interested in doing the other mitzvah. But if you're interested in eating two of the shivas aminim, so which one should you eat first? So the Torah tells us to say the kedima if you're interested in eating maisa sheni. Okay. Shain, famous Gemara. What does the Gemara tell the story? Rav Chisa, Rav Hanun, Habiyafsa, Bisudas, they're eating together. I said, come out, Tamri, Viri, Mari. So they brought dates and they brought pomegranates. Shoka, Rav Hanun, Baruch HaTamri. Why do you say they brought on the dates first? Because the dates, Eretz Zay Shem and the Dvash, Dvash Tamorim. So the dates, it's the second one after the second Eretz. Baruch HaTamri, Bereshe. He said the Baruch on the dates first. Instead of saying the Baruch, it's all Bar Piyuites. Instead of saying the Baruch on the pomegranates, Chito, Sora, Vigef, and Atena, Verima. Rimon is the fifth one from the first Eretz. And the dates is the second one from the second Eretz, number seven. Omle Rav Chizel, Esfir, Lema, the Hodam Rav Yos, Dem Rav Yitzel, Kol Mukdom, Pasuk, Akkodim, Lebrocha. Shouldn't you say the Brocha on the pomegranate? The pomegranate is more important than the dates. Omle, no. Zeh Sheni Lorz, Zeh Hamisha Lorz. Omle, Gevalbik. Never occurred to him. So Tosfos gives you the kolam. Chita comes first, and Zei Shemen comes second, the Sora comes third, Dvash Tamarim comes fourth, and so on. It goes in that order. See the significance of Eretz Yisrael. That whatever is closer to the word Eretz, that's what Rav Kook said. Even Chutzlarts. Even Chutzlarts. If you're eating grapes and you're eating dates, so you have a Seder Kedima. Whatever is closer to the word Eretz has more chashivas. Even a chutzlort, not only Paris Eretz Yisrael. Okay, good. What does the Gemara say vayta? Itmar, heviyu lefneim teinim anofim betoch asudah. They're in the middle of the meal. They said amoytze, they didn't bench yet. And they serve in the middle of the meal teinim anofim. Teinim anofim is dvar mahaboy machmas asudah. In order to fill yourself up, so they give you gefilte fish, and they give you a vegetable salad, and then they give you a soup, then they give you a kugel, and a cholent, and meat, and chicken, and all kinds of courses. But you don't give teinaman of them to fill people up. That's not served as dvarm haboy machmas hasuda. So what's the din? Havil, if they're teinaman of them, misach hasuda. What do you mean, misach hasuda? They didn't bench yet. They didn't bench. Om ravuna tuna brach lefneim, and tina brach lachrein. You need a burpee who waits in the beginning. But you don't say bracha achrein alo eitz al priyoyts. You rely on the bench. Achrein or Rav Nachman, the same thing. Tine bracha lefneim, aim tine bracha lachrein. Rav Chizda and Rav Sheshes disagrees. It's 2-1. Rav Huna and Rav Nachman say one way, and we probably paskal like them. It's 2-1. Rav Sheshes disagrees. Tine bracha be lefneim and achrein. Why shein luchadav? She tom bracha lefanov. Menin tom bracha leachrein. La pasabah because there is no such thing. There's only one exception to the rule. That you say a bracha before and you don't say a bracha after. Pasabah v'kisna. What is that? Pasabah v'kisna means cakes, no? So cakes, you only say a bracha before, you don't say a bracha after. Since when? Since when do you not say a bracha after? So Rashi says, we're talking about a cake that has a lot of filling in it. What kind of filling? Tavlin. Tavlan harbe, egoizim, shkedim. Machol amuot. What do you mean, machol amuot? What do those words mean, machol amuot? There's hardly any flour to it. At the end of the day, you probably did eat a kazayis of flour. But there's so much filling inside. The original pasa bobikistan means a pie that has filling inside. Cherry pie or a nut pie, you have some kind of filling inside. There's so much filling, so true you have a kazayis of flour, so Rashi says, but since it's not so filling, so it doesn't require a bracha achrayna. Lo hitinu a bracha mein sholosh. Midah dehavi apasar is v'doichen. The Gemara says, b'tchila bari b'ni mezayin, so b'sof a lo klum. What do you mean b'sof a lo klum? So the Vilna Gaon said, v'lo klum in the days of the Talmud. They didn't say bari nefashis. They didn't say a bracha achrayna on other foods. So oir is v'doichen. You say bar minim is in the beginning and no brach achrayin at all. And Rashi learned for loy klum means you don't say alamichi, you don't say aloy etzval piyah, you don't give one of the fancy brachas achrayinus. And the Vilna Gaon learned pshat not like Rashi, that in the days of the Tanan they didn't say brach achrayinim b'zman hazeh, we have the minig based on the Gemara, the end of the Perek, we would say bar nefash. It's fine. So Rashi said, just like oir is v'doichen, you say brach avishayna, very minimizinus, and you don't say alamichya. So to over here, if you have cake that has a lot of nuts in it, that has a lot of egoism and tavlin, has a lot of things, fillings in it, hardly has any flour at all. So even though the mice at the end of the day, I did eat a kazais of flour, so you don't say a bracha achreina at all. You don't say a bracha achreina at all. You say barnefashis. You'll say barnefashis. Tosis thinks that that's not to be believed. How can it be? The end of the day, you ate a kazayis. The end of the day, where's the Tosis? Right over here. La pas haba b'kistan. Pirush Rashi, I feel a mocha mehem, ach ha-pichas ha-mazen kama. So they said, well, here, what's he talking about? Rashi learns, you eat pas haba b'kistan, you say menzoinus in the beginning, you don't say a barach ha-chreina. Learn here, achar da min liyal kol she'esh b'amach ha-min tzorach b'rocha mi'en sholosh. I always declare that the flour is the ikir, even if it's less than 50%. So what does Rashi say? You hardly have any flour over here. You have a lot of filling. You have a lot of egoism in the middle. You have a lot of fruits in the middle. So what? Well, kol sheyesh bo, if it has a little bit, even though less than 50% of the whole amitash is flour. But at the end of the day, you have a kazayis of flour. So then you do say alam lichya. Why should it be not so? So Tais is not happy with the Rashi. Lo nihir, chod damin ala kol sheyesh bo. V'yo, damai komar, pas habo b'kisnen, let the Gemara say, oriz v'doichen, yeah. Akein so chafar, yamai b'teo chasuda, that's why, kodim b'rchaz ha-mozen. They say, pas habo b'kisnen, you say, if you eat cake at the end of the meal, so if you're still hungry and you eat the cake in order to fill yourself up, it's another course in the meal, then you don't say a brach on the cake, just like you don't say a brach on the fish and on the meat and on the chicken, on the vegetable salad and on the soup. These are all courses in the meal. So you don't say a bracha on the cake either if you're still hungry. You don't say a bracha rishon on the cake. And you don't say a bracha achrayna either because it's covered with the birchas hamazon. And even if you're not hungry anymore and you're just eating the cake as a snack, so then true you say bar minim zaynus on the cake. It's not called dvar mahaboy machmas asur because you're not really hungry. But it's covered with the Berachas HaMazon at the end of the meal. So they said, that's how we paskin. It's 2-1. Tosis writes, Lo kaim alon kerav sheish, elok kerav hun rav nachm, den aloch yachad v'amak nishnayim. He quoted from the aloch as gedolus. It's 2-1. We paskin like the two Amaroim were Rav Huna and Rav Nachman as opposed to Rav Sheish. Yeah. Rashi holds that there's such a thing that they say bar minim zaynus on the cake and you don't say bracha achrayna at all. By us means you say bar nefashis, but in the days of Gemara they wouldn't say bracha achrayna. If you have cake that's all cake, then you say alamichya. But if you have cake that a lot of the cake is the filling, the pie filling inside of it, the nuts or the fruit inside, and probably the cake part, the flour part, is less than 50%. The true, that's the ikur, and you say bar minim zaynus, but you don't say brach achrayna. No brach achrayna at all. Bizman atanoim, and bizman azeh, we would say bar nefashis. Wow. Upliga de Rabchia, who disagrees? The last one, Rav Sheish. Upliga de Rabchia, Dharma Rabchia. Pas pateras kol mini maichel. Biyayin pate kol mini mashkin. No hamol. Pas pateras kol mini maichel. So therefore, who's he disagreeing with? Rashi writes, Pas poiteres bein lefneim bein lachreim. I mean, he's in disagreement with both. Rav Chiya disagrees with both opinions. Tosafot says it's 2-1, so we pass on like the two. So Rav Huna and Rav Nachman say, if you have a cake at the end of the meal, and you're eating the cake as a snack, so you say, Bar Minim Yonit, it's not called Ram Habay Matnas Lasuda, unless you're still hungry. So you're eating the cake in order to fill yourself up. But usually, in America, everybody eats filling meals, so you're not hungry at the end of the meal. So the cake is only eaten as a snack. So he said, Bracha Rishani, don't say Bracha Achreinim. So this Amora says, no. He says, the cake at the end of the meal is covered before and after. There's no Bracha Rishani, there's no Bracha Achreinim. A pliga de Rav Chiya, they both, all three, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, everybody disagrees with Rav Chiya. A pliga de Rav Chiya, Rav Chiya is in disagreement with everybody. Rav Chiya, pas pateres kol mini maichel, Rashi says, no Bracha Rishani, no bracha achrein. It's against everybody that we said. V'yayin poite kol mini mashkin. If the person is having a drinking party and he said bar piagofen, keep on bringing out more wine and more wine and more wine. So then they serve soda, then they serve tea, then they serve coffee. So he says a chiddush. V'yayin poite kol mini mashkin. So Taisa says, but we don't pass like the first thing that he said. So we shouldn't pass like the second thing that he said. Tosfos says, "V'leisa, you see the Tosfos v'yayin poter kol mini mashkim." Tosfos says the last four lines, "V'leisa ilchus hakavos say, we don't paskin like this amora." Rav Chiya, "V'leisa ilchus hakavos say sharei we pas pateres ein halacha kimoso el kipsak Rav Papa, because Rav Papa says the halacha is like Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, like the two against one." And Cain. So the second half of what he said, also not accepted. Gamma had the karma, yain poit the rule. Also, they silchus the kavasai. So we don't pass on like this either. We do pass on like that. We do pass on like that. If a person is having a wine party, he's drinking a lot of wine, then in the middle of the party, the main achila was the wine. Then in the middle of the party, they serve soda, or they serve other drinks, or they serve tea or coffee. So we do pass on like that. You don't say shahakom. But they just thought that since we don't pass on like what he said, so we shouldn't pass him like the second half of what he say, that what he says, that yain is poiter kol mini mashka. Shouldn't pass like anything that he says. Okay. Shailim psak halacha. We do pass him like him. Yain poiter kol mini mashka. We do pass. It is in Shulchan Aruch. Amar Papa Hilchaso, so we have so many different opinions, so what's the din? So Hilchaso, Dvarm Haboy Matmas Hasuda, Betech Hasuda, and into an Ibrach Lodaf Nam Lolach Rain. Vishalom Matmas Hasuda, Dvarm Haboy Matmas Hasuda, Betech Hasuda, and into an Ibrach Lodaf Nam Lolach Rain. And if you have Shaloy Matmas Hasuda, then it depends. If it's betoch hasud turn brach lefneim and turn brach lachrem, lachar hasud turn brach ben lefneim ben lachrem. So what's going on here? So it is a major machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi, the Europeans used to eat like Rashi. They used to eat bread with everything. So Rashi quotes the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah that says, Biruch Alika Patas HaTfeila. So Rashi says, if you say Hamoitzi, the beginning of the meal, it covers everything in the meal. Only if you eat everything in the meal together with a piece of bread. When they serve you the soup, so you have a little, you libel a little bread while you eat, while you're drinking down the soup. They give you gefilte fish, so you eat a little bread with the gefilte fish. They give you chicken, they give you meat, they give you kugel. The person eats a little bit of bread with everything. But if you eat the way we eat, you eat a little bit of bread at the beginning, then you eat the whole meal not with bread. So according to Rashi, you got to say a bracha on every food. Dvarm haboy machmas hasuda means everything is a set up as an ikar and a tofel vis-a-vis the pas. Whatever you eat together with the pas berasachas is called the tafel. Birchalika patas hatvela. So that was Rashi's practice. That's the Europeans used to eat like that. They would have, years ago in Eretz Yisrael, that's how the Israelis would eat. And all the yeshivas, they would take, every student would take 8 slices of bread, and then they would eat bread, and they eat a little bit of whatever, but they would eat, the main course would be bread. Main course would be bread. Today I think the Israelis are becoming like Americans. Everybody's on a diet, so hardly anybody ever eats any bread. So according to Rashi, Rashi says, when you eat kugel and you eat vegetable salad and meat and chicken and fish and soup and everything, you don't eat it with bread. You got to say ha'adama on all the vegetables. You got to say shahakal on the chicken. You have to say a bracha on everything. The only time it's not required to say a bracha if you eat it together with bread, because it's a nikar and a tofel. The Tosafot says, what is he talking about? That's a different Mishnah. Yikar and Tofel, Bir Chalik and Patas HaTveilo. That's a different Mishnah. This is a different Mishnah. Dvam Habay Machmas HaSuda are covered with HaMoitzi, the two unrelated dinim. Not the same. So Tosafot disagrees with Rashi. They quote the Rashi and they disagree. Here the Tosafot says, Hilchasa. So Tosafot says, it can't be. And then 5 lines from the end, Al Kan Pi Rishvi. He disagrees. Dvam Habay Machmas HaSuda means he's eating something to fill you. The soup is to be filling, and the vegetable salad, and the gefilte fish, and the chicken, and the cholent, and the kugel. Everything is to fill you. It doesn't have to be eaten together with the bread. You started a little bread in the beginning of the meal. So that's what Tosafos is not happy with anything that Rashi said. But Rashi is going at that assumption that the bread patas, dvarim haboy machmas hasuda, because it's a nikar and a tofel, it's only a nikar and a tofel if you eat it together. So it only patas. And only patas, if you say hamoitzin, you're eating the bread together with the other stuff. And the last 5 lines in Tosafot, they disagree. Al kan pi rishvi, dvarim haboy machmas hasuda b'tarach hasuda klamar harigilim lavoy machmas hasuda b'pas harigilim la'ochlam im hapas gigon basa b'dogim l'chol mili kedera. Yeah? Whatever courses in the meal are filling, so that's called dvarim haboy machmas hasuda. So that's what Tosafos holds, that we should pass like that. Hilchus again. Amar Pap Hilchus Adram Habay Machmas Hasuda B'Torach Hasuda Into an Embrocha Lo Lefneim Lo Lachrei. That's a course in the meal. It's something to make you full. And what about that's Adram Habay Machmas Hasuda B'Torach Hasuda Into an Embrocha Lo Lefneim Lo Lachrei. What about Shalom Machmas Hasuda B'Torach Hasuda? Something that's not eaten as a course in the meal in order to fill you. For example, you eat fruits. So then tunim, the fruits are a snack. You have a chocolate bar or something. So it's tunim bracha lefneim and tunim bracha lachrem. And when do you need a bracha both lachar asuda, tunim bracha belefneim and lachrem? So when do you have lachar asuda? What does that mean? So that's what Tosafot explains. When they did the siluk hashulchan, when they take away the table, there's no more bread around. Sometimes you go to a wedding, so that before they serve the dessert, they took away all the tablecloths, they took away all the bread, they left you with no bread left. Tosafot says, never happens by us. They didn't have the unions. The unions have hours, and the waiters take all the food off the table, there's nothing left. Then you have to go take your own dessert. So if they removed all of the bread from the table, that's what Tosafot says, lachar asuda, lachit perushay, maybe a dvarim she is kind of achar asud the pirish lachar shemoshchei deim in apas shum in apas by trusim klav havik emo shacholam bolo shum suda. So then of course you need a bracha before and after. So what's an example of this? So Tosafot says it never comes up. Achshav Tosafot says in the days of the Balei HaTosafos ein lo nedinza, it never comes up. Why? Deim inik shalon olim shachir deim in apas klal alacha birchas hamazon. So by us, they never take away the table. But if they do take away the table, then they give desserts. So then Tosafot says, then the din and the Gemara applies. You got to say bracha before and after the dessert. It won't be covered with the birchas hamazon at the end of the meal, because they did a siluk asuda. They took away all the tables with all the bread. There's nothing left. So his mother said, does apply once in a long while. But wedding parties, and they take away all the bread from the table. There's mom's nothing left. Then the Gemara has. Shalu as ben Zayma. The last six lines, last five lines. Shalu as ben Zayma. Because Hola passed by trust, it's good. Dvarim Babai Machnas Asir. He says, Yachi, Yai Nami Niftere Pass. When you drink wine in the middle of the meal, you're drinking the wine because you're thirsty. You're thirsty because of the food. So it's all called Dvarim Babai Machnas Asir. So let's say you would be drinking water in the middle of the meal. So Tosfos has a machlokes with the Machzor Vitri. The last two lines in the bottom Tosfos. So the Pashtus is that we'll see the Machzor Vitri afterwards. So the Pashtus is that whenever you drink anything in the middle of the meal, drinking is like Dvarim Habayim Machmas Asuda. You got thirsty, you get stuck in your throat. So of course you don't have to say Shahakal on the water. So you shouldn't have to say Bor Piagofen on the wine either. Why is it that if in the middle of the meal you want to have some wine, the wine is just washed down the food in your mouth? And for the Gemara, so what's his name? And Ben Zayma answers, "Shaini Yain the Gorim Brocha Liatzmo." What does it mean? So Rashi writes, "Tap Rashi become him become Zuba Brochem Olav Af Pei Shalohayot Tzvichem LeLishti Asai." So Tosfos added another Girsa in Rashi. Kigon, we don't have this. Tosfos adds it. Afal Pei Sheino Tzvichem LeLishti Asai Kigon. Bikiddush or Bibichas Harrison. That's what the bottom Tosfos adds on. The two words, Bikiddush or Bibichas Harrison. He said, Bracha Lakos, you're not interested in drinking wine at all. But because you want to make a Bracha Lakos, so that's why you got to say Bar Piagofen. So Ben Zayim is just proving that Bar Piagofen is not just a plain old din of Bichas HaNenin, something like a Bichas HaSheva. Sometimes we require of you to recite the Bracha Lakos, to say Bar Piagofen, by Kiddush, by Abdullah, by Bichas Harrison, Bichas Nisun. Bichas Harrison, the Pashtus is, was introduced Bizman HaGaonim. Days of the Gemara that didn't exist, Bichas Harrison ala kos. The Bichas Harrison existed, but it wasn't ala yayin. So it's a little surprising why Rashi gives, Tosfos quotes that Rashi gave that motion. Could have just as well said Bichas Nisuin. Why should he say Bichas Harrison? You're talking in the Gemara. You're talking in the days of Ben Zayma, Zatana, earlier. So Rashi writes it as if in the days of the Tanaim they already had Bichas Harrison ala kos. The Pashta says that it was introduced centuries later, in the days of the Goyim. But the same thing. Hol Goyim Brocha Liatzma means that it's not merely a Bichas HaNenin, it's like a Bichas HaShevach. So when the Gemara had Ihochi Yai Nami Niftari Pas, the question was, just like water in the middle of the million after Seh Brochas, Dvam HaBoy Mach Masasuda, so one should be the same? So the Gemara answers, no, Shani Yani Gan Bracha Liatzma. The Bracha Barkri Agofen is a special super duper Bracha that it's really a Bichas HaShevach. So even though it's not really needed, Mitam Bichas HaNenin, Barkri Agofen, but it's needed because of Bichas HaShevach. That's the Pashtus. But then, Tosfos quotes, Miyoim Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah. What did he answer? What did Ben Zayma answer? The question is, just like if you drink water or coffee in the middle of a meal, you don't have to say shakal, so you shouldn't have to say bar piagofen. The Gemara says, no, bar piagofen, even though you're right, it's not needed mitam bichas hanenin, it's covered with hamlets, but it's needed because of bichas hashevach. How do you read that in the word shani yan garm brocha liatzmo? So Rashi learned pshat garm brocha liatzmo, you say yan kiddush and alayayin, and bichas nisuin, bichas eris, and alayayin, garm brocha, not even interested in drinking. The halacha requires you got to say Baruch Halakos, so you got to say Baruch Piagofen. So that was the proof. And the other Tosfos quote, the other Shita, Rashba Pirish, there was a Rashba who was a Talmud of the Rabban. That's Rabbeinu Shmuel, what's the name? Shlomo Eden, huh? Ben Aderet, it's a different issue, but this is probably the Rashi Mishans. This is Rabbeinu Shimshon, Bereb, who? Bereb Avram, I forgot already. This is not the Rashba, the Bala, the Ramban's Talmud. Tosfos didn't know anything about the Ramban's Talmud. So the Rashba Bala Tosfos Pirush Mishum Detzoch Baruch Halayim Bar Pi Agafen. It started off as Bar Pi Hoetz, and then we made a takana that it should be Bar Pi Agafen. He's, in other words, Ben Zayma is referring to the opening mishnah in the Perek that it says, Al Peres Eilam Mevarchem Bar Pi Hoetz Chutz Men Ayayim Shemevarchem Ala Bar Pi Agafen. The bracha on the wine should have really been Bar Pi Hoetz, because the Mashma Yotzim and Azay Smanovim have the din of the priest, so it should have been Bar Pi Hoetz. But they made a special bracha. So that's what he says. Why they make a special bracha on wine? Because something special. It's Misameach and Zion. It has all these milos, and they made a special bracha. So it boils down to the same thing that Rashi said. A Bar Pi Agafen is recited sometimes, even though it's not needed in Mitam Birchas Hanenin, it's a Birchas HaShevach. So Rashi proves it. Garm Bracha Liatzma, because he say Kiddush Alayayin, he say Birchas Nisuan Alayayin. And the Rash Mishans proves it, Garm Bracha Liatzma, it has a Bar Pi Agafen as opposed to a Bar Pi Hoetz. Why does it have a new Bracha? Garm Bracha Liatzma, it's a Birchas HaShevach. Not merely a Birchas Hanenin, you wouldn't have to say Bar Pi Agafen, you would have been satisfied to say Bar Pi Hoetz. But it boils down to the same thing. But then Tosfos quotes on the last two lines, the last three lines. Ni Yom Rabbi Natan, the Mishar Mashkim Gon Mayim, Meshech Abay Machmas Hasudah Pas Poitrosim, Fili Yain Havi Poiter. Wine in the middle of meal would have been covered with Amotzi, if not for the fact Goren Bracha Liatzmo. All the other beverages are certainly included in the Amotzi. Zdram Abay Machmas Hasudah. And this whole Pshad is the Loke Machzav Vitri. Shekos Machzav Vitri is one of the Talmidim of Rashi. Shekos of Shem Bevorchem Lamayim. Bracha b'chol pam or pam, afilu b'toch asura d'havik inimlach. When you drink water, it's because you're thirsty. Hashosamayim litzonai. So if a person drinks water now and then he waits 10 minutes and he drinks some more water, so he was no longer thirsty the first time. So when he becomes thirsty a second time, that's an umechayv. Hashosamayim litzonai. It's like a hesach hadas. Whenever you drink water and you drank enough and then you become thirsty later and drink some more, that's always a hesach hadas. So that's a chiddush. And even in the middle of the meal. It's only called Ram Haboy Machmas Hasude if it's a course in the meal, the way the Tosfos said before. Al-Kain Pirishvi. And the Tosfos Hilchus said Ram Haboy Machmas Hasude. So he said there that the main courses that fill you up, the kugel and the cholent and the chicken and the vegetable salad and the soup and the gefilte fish, everything that's a course in the meal is called Dvar Mabai Machmas Hasuda. Water, beverages are not Dvar Mabai Machmas Hasuda. Wine is Zion. So the question that Gemara was only on wine, but on other beverages, water is not Zion. That's what Tosfos proof in the Mishnah in the Dorm. It says if a person says a neder, call a zon alai, so he's not allowed to eat any food except for Mayim HaMelech, because Mayim HaMelech is not Zion. So anything, all other foods are called Dvarim HaBoyim Machmas Hasuda because it's mazen, except for Mayim HaMelech is not. So to drink water in the middle of the meal, for sure you say a bracha according to the Machzav Vitri. And every time you take another sip of water is an umechayv because it's always a hesach hadas. So why did the Gemara ask Hihochi? The last line, Hihochi Yayin Nami Niftri Pas. No, because the Gemara said on the first daf that Yayin is Zayin. So that was the question. Yayin alone is Zayin. So Yayin should be included in Niftri Pas. It's like another course in the meal. Gemara says, you're right, but it's Bichas Hasheva. That's what they answer. So it's a machlokes, it's the Machzav Vitri, and all the Balei HaTosfos. When the Gemara asks, Ihochi Yayin Nami Niftri Pas, the question was only on Yayin, because on water for sure you do say a bracha? Or no, the question was only on Yayin, because on everything else you don't say a bracha. Everything else you don't say a bracha. It's covered with Amotzi. Because that's called Rabbi Machmas HaSudah. In order the eating food makes you thirsty. So you have to take a drink in order to wash down the food. And so that's also called Dvar Mabayim Machmas HaSudah. And the Machzav Vitri holds not so. Dvar Mabayim Machmas HaSudah is only the things that are actually Zion. The gefilte fish and the soup and the cholent and the kugel, the foods themselves that are filling. But the water that washes it down, that's not called Rama by Machmas Asurim. It's such a similar machlekes. What if a person has a fruit cup in order to develop an appetite? They have a grapefruit and half a grapefruit in the beginning of the meal. So that's lahamshech taibas achilah. So that's not really to fill you up. The grapefruit is not to fill you up. Grapefruit is that you should be able to develop an appetite, so you should eat l'tayoven. So that's the Rashbo quotes. That's machlekes of Rishonim. So we're mekel on that. Sofik brachas l'hakol we're mekel. So to demonstrate that it's dvar habay machmas hasuda. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rabbeinu Yoina. You should have a little nibble of challah or bread with the first spoonful of the fruit cup, and with the last spoonful of the fruit cup. Meikra din, it's really should be covered with hamoitzi, because lahamshich tabas achil is also called dvar habay machmas hasuda. Just like drinking water in the middle of the meal, water is not filling. Water is not zayin. But you have to have water in order to wash down the food, otherwise it's going to get stuck in your throat. So that's also called Dvar Mahabai Machmas Asuda. So the fruit cup at the beginning we pass is also Dvar Mahabai Machmas Asuda. But it should look better. So that's what the Mechaber quotes Rabbeinu Yoina. You should have a little bit of challah with the first bit of the fruit cup and a little bit with the last bit and shine. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Tomorrow's another day. These are famous Gemaras.
Say the same thing if you're eating a dessert food in the beginning of the meal. You generally have like a banana at the end of the meal. If you decide to eat it at the beginning of the meal.
Yeah. Yes.
So, is it a subject to, is it pashut shnei bracha, or maybe should you have bread to start the
meal? I'm not sure the bread is going to help.
If you have it to go
there,
so then it's the same.
That's not Hamshach Taibas Achilah. That's probably separate.
So you should make a bracha.
Unless the guy is hungry, so he eats the banana to fill himself. What's his kavanah eating a banana?
Probably wants to eat one.